During a special game of the week last time, we witnessed Van Alstyne really hand it to Cato Mills, the Panthers coming out a big winner in that game. This week's match pits those same Van Alstyne Panthers hosting your Commerce Tigers. Hello, I'm Matt Menke, bringing you highlights of the game. The action unfolded quickly in this game. During Van Alstyne's first possession, the Tigers had a few early strokes of luck.
Here's a play action pass. Phillips going to throw, feeling the pressure, and he is going to be sacked. And it's David Malden with his second sack of the season for the Tigers. Low snap, and the Tigers going to get it. Commerce going to have the football here inside the 10-yard line.
Commerce did have to settle, though, for a field goal attempt.
Bailey Weaver snaps, the hold by Jason Wilson, and the kick by Luis Martinez is good.
Despite much back and forth, neither team was able to post any points in the remainder of the first quarter. But later in the second quarter, the Panthers got very close to scoring on a drive, but had to aim for the uprights for the consolation prize themselves.
End over end, the kick, and it is good.
Barely good.
Colin Fagan, the junior, limped over the crossbar for Van Alstyne.
This was a 40-yard field goal attempt that tied the game at 3 with 8.5 minutes left in the half. Well, it only took 2 plays for Commerce to score a touchdown, though, upon getting the ball back.
Here's the kickoff by Fagan. End over end, rather short kick coming to the near side. And it's taken by DeLance Sharp for Commerce. Sharp angling across the field at the 30, at the 40, at the 50. One man to beat. DeLance Sharp down the far sideline, 20.
There is a flag at the 30-yard line. It was a block in the back, the last man for DeLance Sharp to beat.
And first down from the Van Alstyne. 41-yard line pass to the far side to Demetri Jennings. He's going to score. Demetri Jennings, a pass in the flat from Sam Wells. And he breaks free and goes down the far sideline, all the way for a Commerce Tiger touchdown.
Add the extra point, it was Commerce 10, Van Alstyne 3, with 8:10 until halftime. Well, several minutes got burned off the clock on Van Alstyne's next drive, but it took them all the way up to the Commerce goal line.
Alex Phillips, the junior quarterback, 5 yards behind the center. This Phillips taking the snap, and he keeps it, and he charges over the left side, and he has the touchdown. His 12th touchdown of the season for Van Alstyne, the junior quarterback.
Tack on the extra point. Commerce 10, Van Alstyne 10, with only 1:45 left in the half. The Tigers used all their might to try to climb back on top of the score in what was left of the second quarter, but the tally remained knotted at 10 apiece at halftime. After the break, the Panthers received the ball to start the second half and left a trail of fire downfield with a purpose in mind, taking the lead back in this game.
Second down and goal. Phillips straight ahead, over the right side, lowers his shoulder at the goal line. Touchdown. His second touchdown of the night. That is his 13th touchdown of the season. Alex Phillips, the quarterback for Van Alstyne.
With the extra point meeting the mark, it was Commerce 10, Van Alstyne 17. 8.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Well, Commerce came back with a big run on their next drive.
Tavoris Anderson off the left side for Commerce into the secondary. Anderson still on his feet as he crosses the 35 inside the 30 to the 28-yard line.
Excellent run. He moves it to the outside, comes up just a bit to make the defense kind of change direction, takes it back out to the left side. It looked like he was going to take it all the way.
But alas, the Van Alstyne defense held strong. No score resulted. Later in the third, the Panthers continued to make the hometown crowd get loud.
Third and 11 for Van Alstyne. This may be the final play of the third quarter. Snap to Phillips. Play action. In trouble as Red going after him. No, that's C.J. Davis. Now Phillips running up the middle across the 30-yard line to the 27-yard line and a first down or close to it for Van Alstyne.
No scoring resulted after that big play either. But then in the opening minutes of the fourth quarter, it was the Tigers' turn to get back on the board.
Sam Wells, half roll right, in trouble. Coming back to the near side, the left-hander. Passing downfield, has a man out there, and that is Josh Brewer. And Brewer makes the catch at midfield. Down the sideline, he's going to score. Touchdown for the orange and black. Commerce Tigers.
Wow. Sam just chunks it up under all kinds of trouble. Wells didn't have to make a good throw. He just had to chunk it up into the wind, and Brewer's going to be able to bring it down. He did. 6 on the board.
With the extra point, it was tied up again at 17 apiece with 10:18 left to go in the game. But the hometown Panthers still had plenty of fight left in them. culminating a 5.5 minute drive with this score.
This is the 13th play of the drive. Third down and goal from the 8. Phillips dodging tacklers at the line of scrimmage, and he's into the end zone for the Van Alstine touchdown. His third touchdown of the night. Alex Phillips, the junior quarterback.
The kickers were on the mark tonight. This extra point threaded the needle as well, extending the lead for Van Alstine to 24 over Commerce's 17, and only 4.5 minutes left in the game. And that left little wiggle room for Commerce to keep up the tit-for-tat back-and-forth touchdowns. And frankly, the Tigers wiggled it just a little bit too far during their next attempt.
Wells takes the snap in the shotgun. Passing to the corner, far side, picked off. Pass intercepted for Van Alstine in the end zone.
Sean Wheeler.
Leaping interception for Van Alstine as Al Jackson was the intended receiver.
With that turnover, there were only 2.5 minutes to go in the game, and the Panthers were allowed to languidly and leisurely cook off the rest of the time on the clock. The final score, Commerce 17, Van Alstine 24. Another heartbreaker for Commerce Tigers fans. But there are several more games in the season to add another win. Next week, the Tigers host Sunnyvale at Memorial Stadium in Commerce, 7:30 kickoff. If you can't make it out to the game, we'll have that live for you here on the air Friday night at 7:30, along with the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. I hope you'll come back for that one. Well, you can thank those meddling kids for tonight's Minky moment of the game.
But he went for it, and I think he may have got a fingertip on it. Yeah, don't be screaming into the crowd, Mike, okay? All right, thanks, guys.
Kevin Jeffries with a get-off-my-lawn move there.
Old and crotchety every day.
We've had some youngsters that have been fascinated by our microphone here tonight.
I'm Matt Minky. I want to thank you for listening to the highlights. And if you appreciate a source for Commerce Tigers football on your radio when you can't make it out to these games, we need your support during our membership campaign. Please give at ketr.org. Just click support this station. And thanks for listening.